she's a little concerned about whether or not they're going to stop sending her Social Security check. It's not good. If I don't have money for my depends, your mortgage isn't going to be the only thing that's underwater.
Spent some time in the country, live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
And those are just a few country songs that refer to Mama. And on this In the Country special presentation, we are saluting Mama's Family, the TV show that got its start as a sketch on the Carol Burnett Show. Mama's Family, starring Vicki Lawrence as Thelma Mae Harper, better known as Mama, ran for 6 seasons and gave us 130 episodes of laughter and dysfunction. And now Mama's Family, the complete series, including more than 10 hours of bonus content, is available to order online at timelife.com and VickiLawrence.com. Early on in her career, she released an album featuring her original recording of The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, which climbed the charts in the early 1970s. And some 20 years later, Reba McEntire had a hit with the song as well. Here's just a bit of Vicki Lawrence's original version.
He got mad and he saw red, and Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got blood stains on his hands.
Vicki Lawrence joins me in a moment. First, let's hear a song from the Alberta country group Domino. They recently released their album Scrapbook, and here's a song from it called In a Small Town.
There's 100 people who live here, but 1,000 call it home. Everybody knows your name, you're never alone. And if you want some peace and quiet, you'll never hear a sound. But if you want to raise the roof, then this is your town.
Coffee's always
Alberta country group Domino and their song In a Small Town. And now it's time to welcome my guest, Vicki Lawrence, to the show. Mama's Family, the complete series featuring all 130 episodes plus over 10 hours of bonus content, is now available online at timelife.com and VickiLawrence.com. Plus, the first two seasons on their own are available in retail stores. It is my great pleasure to welcome Vicki Lawrence to In the Country.
How are you? Nice to talk to you.
Now, how exciting, Vicki, is it for you to finally have this complete DVD collection of Mama's Family out there?
Oh, I'm very excited. You know, I've been asking for years for this to happen, and every time I ask somebody, they say it's not ever going to happen. And I happened to mention it last year when we were just finishing up putting together the Carol Burnett DVD, and I said to Time Life, I said, this would be my dream come true for Mama's Family. And they said, yeah, you know, lots of times they're just legal issues and estates that need to be dealt with and stuff that can't get cleared. And I said, yeah. And they started telling me all these shows that are never going to be out on DVD. And I'm, yeah. Well, unbeknownst to me, they went to work on it. And so about 6-7 months ago, I started getting phone calls. Who are you in touch with? We need to shoot bonus features. And here we go. And we're making a deal. And I'm just so excited that there's finally a beautifully packaged homage to our little dysfunctional family.
Putting the fun in dysfunction.
For sure.
Now, there are on here, as you mentioned, the bonus footage. There's more than 10 hours of that. There's stuff like yourself interviewing a mama. Stuff
easier
going on
said
there.
Than done.
Yeah, I bet. How did that work? How did that come together?
Oh, well, you know, it's kind of tedious shooting something like that, but it's turned out much cuter than it was actually when we were doing it. But it's a fun little interview, and we got the whole cast together and did a really fun family reunion. I did a new interview with Carol, which was, I thought she was going to sit me down and tell me like a bedtime story, how Mama came to be. But as it turns out, I knew stories that she'd never heard, and she knew stories that I'd never heard. And I said, my God, it's like the legend of Mama. It's it's like the game of post office. It changes from person to person until you're not. It's interesting, the beginning of Mama. Nobody really has a perfectly clear-cut idea of exactly how it happened. Gosh, what else did we do? The Eunice movie is on there. It's a special that we did for CBS after the Burnett show went off the air, and it has not been seen since 1982. And I remember saying to the guys at Time Life, you know, it was kind of pivotal, that movie, and it would be great if you could get it and clear it and put it on the DVD, and I'll be damned if they didn't do it. Gosh, we have outtakes on there. There's a wonderful feature. They actually got Bob Mackey, who did the original costuming, to sit down with Rhett Turner, who did the series. And I don't think they've ever sat down together, and I just thoroughly enjoyed that interview. And I'll look back at all the, we had some amazingly great costumes. We really did.
So that's so great that we not only get those 130 episodes, but we get all those bonus features, learning stuff about the show we didn't know, and up-to-date interviews, which is going to be awesome. Now, also included in this, I understand, the first two seasons when it ran on television had intros with Harvey Korman as Alistair Quinn. So that was a lot of fun. He'd introduce the episodes. Those were removed from repeats, but now they're back on this collection?
Yes. They were actually, the very first season of Mama's Family was released by Warner Home Video several years ago, and the fans just panned it because those intros were missing. And I mean, they know more about the show than we do, and they're like, well, this piece of this joke was missing and a piece of that song is missing. And anyway, this is just Time Life went to Joe Hamilton's estate and got the original masters, so these are exactly the way they first aired, so everything is complete. The first two seasons have been packaged for retail, and they're out in the stores now. The big box set that you're talking about, you have to go to timelife.com or to mamasfamilydvds.com to order those online. And then I think they intend on doing seasons 3 and 4 next year, and then 5 and 6 the following year. So you can just dip your toe, or you can go ahead and order the whole big set.
That's right, exactly. It's all there. Vicki, I wanted to ask you, is there a characteristic that Mama has that you particularly admire?
Oh, gosh, I guess her honesty.
Right, she is that.
Her uncensored honesty. Or I would have to say she's a gal who knows her body and she dresses accordingly. And a lot of women don't do that.
Now, have you met people who said that Mama's family was a reflection of their family? They saw themselves or family members on the show?
Absolutely, all the time. Yeah, I think that's why it's I think that's why it resonates, and I think that's why it's been so popular, because there's an underlying element of truth to Mama's family, and we all know those people, and we all, you know,
right.
I have a really good friend who's a psychologist, and she says to me often, she says, anybody who says that they are not living in a dysfunctional family is living alone. I think we've all got
to,
all recognize that dysfunction, and it's why it's fun to laugh at.
That's right. We see what's reflected in our own lives. Now,
exactly.
We know through a lot of the bloopers we've seen, there's a lot of cracking up going on the set. Can you talk about that? And what do you do to get back into serious mode? How do you switch back?
Oh, you know, we always had such a good time. And sometimes we'd go off on a tangent and do an entire scene based on the blooper. Just take off and give each other a lot of grief. I don't, you know, we had so much fun. You just get it back together and do it. Get the laughing out of your system and then get back to work. But we were all pretty much rehearsers, I would say, on Mama's Family. We were pretty well rehearsed. So when a blooper did happen, I think we would really jump on each other.
Now, aside from all the laughter from the show, is there anything we can learn from Mama's Family? Are there lessons to be had as you watch it, how to maybe interact with our other family members?
Well, set those boundaries. Discipline those kids. I think that Mama's discipline could go a long ways with a few of the people that are out of control in the world right now.
That's right. Now, Betty White played your daughter Ellen in the first two seasons of the show. Can you tell us about working with her? She's obviously a TV legend, has been on for television for so many decades, still going strong. What was it like working with her?
Well, she's amazing. And I used to say I wanted to grow up to be like Betty White. But for God's sake, does the woman ever take a vacation? She is just amazing. I'm like, my God, doesn't she want to go on a cruise or something? But obviously loves what she's doing. But she's amazing. She's bawdy. She's raucous. She is so fun to work with. She's ever so professional. And there is a blooper in there of Betty that makes me laugh till I cry every time I see it, where the scene was in the country club. I can't remember. I think she was getting a prize. Ellen was getting a prize,
right.
Woman of the Year. And it's at the country club. And our mayor's name, the mayor of Raytown, was Mayor Tutwiller. And so she has this little dialogue with him, and she couldn't get his name right. And so she got to his name, and she called him Mayor Tutwiller. Well, of course, we all got hysterical laughing, Betty included. And it took us forever to do that scene because she would get to that name and she couldn't get it right. She just got Tutwiller stuck in her head and could not get it right. And then on the final take, well, it wasn't even the final take, but one of the last ones, she decides she'll just pass his name altogether and just call him Mr. Mayor. Well, that made us even laugh harder.
Right.
So, I mean, it was just hysterical, and she was so funny.
More with Vicki Lawrence in just a bit. Stay tuned. Now let's hear from Saskatchewan's Samara Young with Mardi Gras. It's a song taken from her July Rain album on this Vicki Lawrence Mama's Family special.
Feel like New Orleans and a wild walk down Bird.
just like a Mardi Gras. You and me are like a party in the streets with a band playing sound. Somewhere that hearts grow, somewhere that love flows all night long. All night long. We're just like a Mardi
That is Samara Young taking us on a musical trip to Mardi Gras. My guest on this Vicki Lawrence Mama's Family special is none other than Vicki Lawrence. So, Vicki, after the first two seasons ended, a couple of the Mama's Family regulars became part of another TV show we all know and love.
When we left NBC, we took like a year and a half break before we were picked up in first-run syndication, and it was during that year and a half that I lost both Betty White and Rue McClanahan to the Golden Girls. So when we went to first-run syndication, we really had to retool the cast again.
That's a challenge there, Vicki, to get the right cast members to fit in, right, and to have the timing with each other?
Yeah, and it's I think a lot of it is luck of the draw, you know. It really is, just to have the chemistry really work.
Now, the role of Mama changed a bit over the years from the initial sketches on the Carol Burnett Show throughout Mama's Family. You were concerned, I understand, initially about the changes, but then Harvey Korman helped you to see it was a good thing.
Well, when we went from the Burnett Show to a series, she didn't feel funny to me. She felt very one-dimensional and mean, which she kind of was on the Carol Burnett Show. In those skets,
right.
they were some of them were tearjerkers. They were heartbreaking almost,
yeah.
And to have her be that mean on a sitcom just didn't feel right. And I actually, called a big time out after we shot two episodes, and I signed Harvey to come in because Harvey was the biggest mentor of my career, for sure. Taught me more than anybody about everything that I know about comedy and. I said, Harvey, what? It's not funny. And he said, well, people aren't going to come home and pop a beer and put their feet up and watch her screaming at everybody for half an hour every week. She's got to be a sitcom star now. She's got to be silly and funny and fun and crazy. And I said, but she's never even hardly smiled. And he said, but you are her. You are the characters you play. Anything you can do, she can do. And there was something about his lecture that just sort of turned her loose and set her free. And I noticed when Harvey came on board, I noticed in watching the shows, they immediately became so much lighter and so much more fun. I credit him with turning that old lady loose.
That is very interesting. Now, did Mama's Family have an influence on TV shows that followed? Vicki, were some of the other shows maybe able to do stuff that maybe they wouldn't have if it weren't for Mama's Family?
Well, you know, somebody that I really trust was saying to me not so long ago that she didn't think there ever would have been, an Everybody Loves Raymond if it hadn't been for Mama.
Right.
Because Mama was like the first great dysfunctional mother who said these terrible things to her kids. Prior to that, it was Donna Reed and Father Knows Best, and everybody was perfect. So maybe it's my fault. I don't know. Maybe I'm to blame for Honey Boo Boo's mother. I don't know.
It's amazing what falls out of a show, doesn't it?
Oh, Lord. Maybe it's my fault. Yep. I don't know.
We can blame Vicki Lawrence. Now, let's remind people again, the Mama's Family, the complete series, can be ordered online. There's a link at your site, VickiLawrence.com, TimeLife.com, and you mentioned another website there?
If you just... the other day I Googled Mama's Family DVDs, so mamasfamilydvds.com will get you to us as
Perfect.
Well.
You've appeared on game shows and other TV shows as Mama.
Oh, those were some of my favorite episodes when they turned that family loose on the game shows like Family Feud and Jeopardy. And then we would go over like to the Jeopardy set and Alex Trebek. And then Alex Trebek would try to be very, very serious with the... just like he was on a real Jeopardy show. It was pretty funny. But I love those shows. Just like I love the family sketches on the Burnett Show when we played games, when we played Monopoly or Sorry or Charades. Those are just some of my favorites. Some of my favorites.
Now, on that show, when you talked about, you turned to Eunice and said, you've got splinters in the windmill of your mind. Was that a ad-lib?
It was, yeah.
That broke everybody up.
took a lot of years for me to feel that I had earned the right and the privilege to play with the grown-ups in the sandbox. But I think probably after Mama came along, I sort of started feeling my oats.
When you've appeared on Hollywood Squares in character as Mama and different situations like that, are you comfortable enough with knowing who she is that you can improvise in those kind of scenarios?
Pretty much sometimes, but she's always been pretty well written. She always has. I always say she's much funnier than I am. You know, I think she is much funnier than I am, and that's, I sometimes feel like I could fall off the face of the earth. As long as Mama was around, nobody would miss me, because everybody is always like, well, where's Mama? We want to talk to Mama. You know, we want to interview Mama. We'd like to ask Mama a few questions. Well, we can't wait to hear what Mama has to say about this. I'm like, well, I can't wait to hear either. She's always been really beautifully written.
That's really interesting, kind of being a little bit of jealousy in a fun way of your alter ego.
Yeah, I am jealous. Yeah, she gets all the good jokes. Everybody loves her.
Stay tuned for more of my conversation with Vicki Lawrence, including her thoughts on her song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Now let's turn back to some more music on this In the Country special presentation. Zach Rickson recently held his CD release party at the Moonshine Cafe in Oakville, Ontario. I was there, and it was a great night of music from Zach and his solid lineup of guest performers. From Zach's new album entitled I Spent All My Money on the Music, it's called that, as Zach explains, because he ran out of money for artwork for the CD. Here's a great song called So Good.
Girl, you've been lonely far too long. You're misdirected all kinds of wrong. Ain't it high time you find somebody new? Baby, I could be so good for you. I'd pour you some red wine at the end of the day. Draw you a warm bath and wash your worries away. And I'd make you a soft bed to fall into. Baby,
And that is Ontario singer-songwriter Zach Rickson with So Good. Now, Vicki, is there anything that the character of Mama hasn't done yet that you'd like to see her do?
Oh, I don't know. Well, you know, I kind of think I'd like to get in touch with Tyler Perry. I think Mama and Madea could be a good pairing. Maybe we could redo Thelma and Louise. I think
that's
that could be
a great
pretty
idea.
Fun. I know it is. I don't know how to get in touch with him. But has she? I mean, I do her. I'm still out on tour doing her. I do Vicki Lawrence and Mama, a two-woman show. So she's out on the road, and she's speaking out about everything in the world that drives her nuts. And
Mama was mayor of Raytown on the show for a short while, and then in character she wrote a book, Mama for President. What would Mama do if she became president? What would she want to change about our lives?
Oh, Lord. Well, I don't. She's got a lot of good ideas. She knows how to fix the borders, for starters. I know exactly what to do there. You build senior citizen housing all along the American side. Nobody sees more than a nosy old lady peeping through her window blinds. And she's got, you know, she's very upset about FEMA. She thinks FEMA should go away, and she, you know, upset about that Gulf, the oil spill. She's a little concerned about whether or not they're going to stop sending her Social Security check. It's not good. If I don't have money for my depends, your mortgage isn't going to be the only thing that's underwater. I don't know. She'd probably change a few things. I think they should re-release that book, and instead of Mama for President, it should now be Mama for President, I Told You So.
Right. I Told You So. That is fun, and it's great how you can get into the character of Mama right there and with those great, great lines. And as we wrap up here, Vicki, if I could just have a quick moment about the night the lights went out in Georgia.
Well, he got mad and he saw red. And Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head. Got to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they harmed an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. Cause the judge in the town's got blood stains on his hands.
And, of course, that went on to become a huge country hit. You had a huge hit with it. Do you have great memories of that song?
Not really. I was married to the guy that wrote that song for about 10 minutes. And it's really the only good thing that came out of the marriage. And he wrote the song but then didn't like it. And so I ended up doing the demo because he wouldn't. He gave it to his producer who could not give it away because everybody said it would offend the South. And finally his producer threw his hands up and said, let's just go in the studio and do it with Vicki. And it became a huge hit. And the sort of the ultimate demise of an already doomed marriage. So kind of a little sort of a bittersweet memory, but I do have a big juggernaut to my name, and I'm one of the few people who can do a medley of their hit.
There you go, a medley of their hit. That's awesome, and of course Reba went on to have a huge hit with it, so that kind of brought it back to life. Then people thought about your version too.
Yes, the original. Vicki? The original won the contest here in L.A. They had it on our station here in L.A. Yeah, they did a contest, who did the better version. And mine won, I was happy to say. Although I will say I think Reba has a much better voice.
Well, Vicki, it's been great having you on the show. And once again, the first two seasons of Mama's Family are available in retail stores. And Mama's Family, the complete series, can be purchased online at timelife.com. And there's also a link at VickiLawrence.com. Vicki, thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Nice to talk to you.
I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.